Instead of singing song, we gonna work on some kind of work, spelling words.
It's early morning in Birmingham's East Lake neighborhood. Robinson Elementary School students and their parents and grandparents begin to meet on a street corner near a small portable sign that says, Walking School Bus Stop. The kids look and sound excited. The adults do too. Volunteer Charles Sanford, a large, patient man in a bright yellow safety vest, takes the role.
Young.
Terry Harville, one of those rare adults whose energy matches that of a large group of children, is the other official bus driver. She goes over some hand signals and safety tips. The day before, Harville walked the bus route, 0.6 miles, with other drivers. They introduced themselves to people they met along the way. Harville hopes the program takes off and benefits the neighborhood kids.
Hopefully they'll find some new walking partners, some friendships, and hopefully we'll have even some just natural safe houses where we can identify some people if there's an emergency, if a child ever has a medical emergency or they feel unsafe, they know that this is a safe place.
Kids and adults are safer when walking in groups. Besides speeding or inattentive drivers, Harville points out that
all adults don't have good intentions. All children don't have good intentions.
Right.
You never know.
Letonio Hightower, father of an energetic bus walker of the same name, is one of the volunteers. In addition to the health benefits of walking, he says safety is a key reason he's supporting the program.
I like the fact that, you know, all the kids are going to be walking together, and then that, you know, they will learn safety as far as, you know, when to cross the street. It is going to be an awesome thing. It is all about getting the neighborhood involved.
This group of 7 students, 2 official drivers, and 3 volunteers from the neighborhood make up one of the 4 walking school buses going to Robinson Elementary. It's the inaugural run, and everyone's fired up.
Yeah!
The group moves out, first beeping like cars, and then counting to 200. At all street crossings, adults step into the intersection first, carrying big stop or slow signs. By design, walking school bus programs are shaped by the communities where they operate, and the hope is local people will take them over completely. If the programs work, it's usually because students, parents, teachers, school administrators, community groups, and government agencies work together. This particular walking school bus and the ones just starting at Hemphill Elementary and Hudson K-8 came about through a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Employees and volunteers from the YMCA, the United Way, and the County Health Department are taking part. The technique is popular in England and New Zealand and in a growing number of U.S. cities. Though walking school buses are suited to urban areas and suburbs, they have been used successfully in rural areas, including here in Alabama. Instead of dozens of actual buses and cars converging on a school, students use stops less than a mile from campus, but away from traffic, noise, and fumes. Back at Robinson Elementary, Principal Sandra Kindell, who'd driven past a walking school bus on her way to work, was outside to greet the walkers when they arrived. Kindell puts the program in personal and historical perspective.
I'm glad to see this coming back. We have so many cars. We never saw this many cars dropping kids off at school when I was a little girl. Everybody walked. And we were much thinner then. So, you know, we were healthy and we didn't even know it. Didn't even realize that was so important. So I'm really excited about it.
The Alabama Departments of Transportation, Education, and Public Health are encouraging people to take part in International Walk to School Day on October 5th. Those officials say walking to school is a simple way to fight childhood obesity, improve in-class focus, reduce traffic, and make communities more pedestrian-friendly. Based on the reaction to the walking school bus, the smiles from neighbors, the care taken by morning motorists, the youthful energy burned, it seems like an old idea whose time has come again. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.